run the pasture in the summertime and have to feed, of course, in the wintertime. I didn't have grass in the winter.
Where would you get? Would it be the same thing? I remember you said you used to take the corn and feed that to the cat, the corn stalk, leaves off the corn.
Sometimes they'd cut the stalks, you know, that wouldn't have any ears on it. Mm-hmm. Cut the whole stalk and chalk it up like this. Uh-huh. And let it dry, and then they'd peel that and feed that to the...
All the farm animals, the sheep, and everybody ate that?
Yeah, all the farmer did.
Yeah, about all of them ate. Uh-huh. Of course, some of the lower part of the stalk, lots of times they would eat.
Well...
And they... You might tell about the sheep, how you'd shear the sheep to get the wool.
We had... Sure, that's sure in my hand. It's sort of
kind of
like
big scissors.
It's a very smart job, sure, many. Some had to hold them, had to lie them down on the side and shear them, then turn them over and shear the other side.
How big does it, how much does a sheep get to weigh when it's an adult or when it's, you know?
I don't know just what they weigh. I'm about 50, 60 pounds, maybe some may be heavier than that.
But they make a terrible time if you just hold them down on their side.
They could kick. Have to tie their legs to keep kicking.
How much wool would you get off an average sheep? Was there any way to measure?
Well, I wouldn't say for sure. They never did weigh it. I know just what you get off one sheep. Mm-hmm. Oh, it'd be, the wool would be about that long.
When you sheared it, what would you do with it then? I mean, did the people right there make it into cloth, or did it get bought up and sent away?
Well, if they wanted the cloth, we sold them most of ours. We sent some off to a woolen mill and had it made into cloth. Mm-hmm. After I got big enough to remember about it. Mm-hmm. And we sold some.
What time of year do you shear sheep?
The spring.
You always shear them in the spring? And then
wear the wool for the winter to keep warm.
That's right. I mean, think of that. And you only shear them once a year then, I guess.
Yeah, just shear them in the spring of the year and get warm.
When baby sheep are born, do they have wool on them? Or?
Pretty short.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
How long does it take for a sheep to grow up? I mean,
it takes them a year or longer. I don't know. Or they'd be grown in a year's time or not. Doubt it.
Would most of the sheep that you raised get butchered as lambs, or did you keep them for the wool? Or was it sort of...
Well, he butchered some and sold them, but kept mostly for the wool.
Oh, I see. Did you ever have goats?
No.
Something else about the sheep.
I don't know nothing about goats, I don't. I don't like the smell of them much.
I only seen one goat. He was pretty nasty. Now, I remember an aunt of mine had some different kinds of geese and things, chickens and stuff. Did you keep chickens and things like that?
Yes, we had chickens. They'd let the chickens run out just around the yard or anywhere, you know. Back wasn't so many things to catch them like there are now.
Did you have anything, any other kind of fowl?
Ducks.
You used to keep ducks? Really?
And we'd pick the ducks to get feathers to make beds. You know, they used to have feather beds, like pillows. Yeah. They'd be all over the bed, you know. And how often did we pick them? Just once a year or two, like we did the sheep?
No, I believe they picked them more than once a year. I just don't know.
I was pretty small when we quit raising ducks. I remember my mother had some nice, real small.
Did you ever eat the ducks, or were they just for the...
Well, I don't think we did, but
some people
eat them.
I never did eat a duck, I know. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever have turkeys? Did people at least in your area ever have turkeys?
I think a few people had turkeys, but we never did raise any.
Were there wild turkeys? Did people shop, or were they not
in the area where we live, to maintain.